recently Kelly took a little time off. That's cool. I was still coming in, you know, doing radio stuff, which we do.
But the show was on like autopilot, so you're still getting your Ben and Kelly, even if one of us is gone.
Right, right. Because
we still want you to get the product you know, love, and expect.
Yeah, because me without you and you without me
doesn't work.
Is not as entertaining.
Exactly. So we have a little library that we pull from. Yeah. We've done this show for 18 years. We have some stuff that we can revisit again and hopefully is just as entertaining because you might have missed it the first time.
All that to say, Kelly took some time off. I was still here. And so I pop out of the radio station and I go for a little jog.
Oh, you got your little morning. You got a morning jog in.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? We're good. We're like, we're all set with like the segments and the bits
things
and everything that we have to go. You know, I make sure everything's good. And so I'm like, okay, I've got a little time before the rest of the office opens up. I'm just going to head out and go on a little jog.
Get run in.
Yeah. It was a great morning. So I go out, I do that, you know, not something that I normally ever get to do.
Right.
So I come back, I come in and, you know, I had my keys with me and everything. And I came in and I got it. I got back in and all this stuff. And so I go back out to the restroom to kind of like, splash off, you know, get like a paper towel and like blot me dry.
You went out and you were sweaty and you came back and did you bring a change of clothes
or
anything?
Yes, of course I did. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I brought
it. So you're taking a little. Little sink bath.
Yeah, you know, and exactly. And I had already showered. And so it's like, I didn't stink. I just needed to like,
freshening up
freshen up a little bit. And so I realized though, as I was leaving the restroom, I was like, oh no. I didn't have my normal, like normally I just keep my keys in my pants pocket, but I didn't have my pants.
Just dashing out to the bathroom out in the hallway.
Yes. And so I left my keys inside. And our glass door has one of those automatic locks and it's a magnet. And so
you need a fob.
You need a fob to get in. And so I'm like, and I am just like, okay, I can't.
What time is it at this time in the morning?
It's like 6:40.
Oh, you're still a significant amount of time before anyone else shows up.
That's right.
We have some early people that get in around 8.
So I did know, I'm going through in my head. I'm like, okay, who,
you can't call anyone
else
at that point.
I have my phone with me. I did have my phone with me. So that was good. And I'm trying to like, can I break the power of the magnet with my sheer strength?
No.
That's a no.
Yes. And I also would not have been a good idea because then that's damage that's going to have to be repaired.
And can I also wedge my hand in to unlock the other door from the bottom?
No.
And that's also a no.
That's a no.
And so I'm just like, what do I do? And so I'm in my head, I'm like, Rolodex, I'm like, okay, who's close? And I'm thinking, can I just like...
Well, and you can't even just like take your keys and go home for a little bit.
No, I didn't have my keys.
Nope.
I know, my wife was like, why didn't you just come home? I'm like, I didn't have my keys.
Oh.
So I'm just standing there.
And we don't have extra fobs.
No, I'm standing there. I'm like, okay, how am I going to get back into the building? And so finally I text Izzy, who is filling in for Ryan. And I knew that she was going to be coming in a little earlier to do some work on the show before. I'm like, hey, I text her at like 6:45.
Oh, no.
I'm like, hey, are you still coming in early? And she thought I
she
was
probably
like,
thought she's panicking going, oh my gosh, she expected to be there now.
That's right.
Oh yeah.
And so she thought she was
you're
like
the boss.
So she was like, oh my, so the guest,
oh gosh,
I'm leaving now.
Oh, you sent her into panic mode unnecessarily. I did.
And,
oh, that's not good.
And I said, great. 'Cause I locked myself out. And she,
well, at least that should have dissipated.
It did.
The panic for her in the moment.
And she replied back with 3 sob crying emoji faces.
Right.
And so she literally comes.
Now she gets to be her hero.
Right.
Instead of automatically thinking she's late.
So she rolls in and I am wearing my little short running shorts and my little tank top, and I'm just like,
you're in running bed.
I am. I'm in my little and I'm wearing these like little like I mean, if the shorts are a 5-inch inseam inseam, it's generous.
They're we've seen your running videos and pictures.
I'm not wearing a lot. Yeah. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
And so she rolls up and she's like, "Hi," and I'm like, "Thank you." So she
really
lets me
cute,
in. But
really cute.
I mean, you know, this has happened before where, you know, we've been doing the show and you run out to use the restroom or do something in the restroom.
I forgot to bring my keys.
Right. And you're like ringing the doorbell and like time's running out in the song and I have to run out and like let you in and whatever.
We have a doorbell if anyone is trying to, you know, get in. Yeah.
So what is the most awkward time you've been locked out? Because that was maybe the most recent, and I'm wearing just my little tank.
Did you take a selfie in the moment? Because you had your phone. Did you think to document it, take a selfie?
A bathroom selfie before I realized I was locked out.
Ah.
And then I was like, you know what? And the second after I took that selfie, locked out.
Wait, let's examine that. Why are we taking a bathroom selfie?
Why not, Kelly?
Oh, in your little running outfit?
Yes, of course.
In the bathroom at work? Why are
Kelly,
we doing that?
Let's not.
Felt cute, my delete later.
Well, you don't need to dive into the why.
The only reason you should be taking a selfie in that outfit at work is to document the fact that you're locked out. Like you sitting on the floor outside of our locked door. That's the selfie we need.
I didn't do that.
Okay. You're like, look at me. I'm feeling buff. Hey, I just worked out.
Felt cute. Might delete later. If I ever get back into the radio station.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, Victoria's got a story.
Yeah, we'll get some of your stories. We've got some good ones coming in. So we'll get some of your I got locked out stories next on 99.7 DJX. You can send us a voice note, 502-795-1997, or call or text. So I found the picture of the selfie.
You have to put it on the stories. You have to. Listen, Ben and Kelly Show Instagram stories are going to be Dysfunction Junction Ben style.
It's 99.7 DJX. Yes. Already there is a photo of me wolfing down a cream puff while driving, which...
Not recommended.
Not the best to-go snack.
Uh-huh.
That I realized.
Uh-huh.
And then the other is the selfie that I took in the bathroom before I realized I was...
When you're looking at it, first of all,
this
wasn't a selfie of, oh, look, I got locked out, which is what you should have been
documenting. No, it's a running selfie.
No, it's a running selfie of like a vanity selfie, which I'm now looking at the logistics that it probably took to set up the camera angle. And where you had to mount it to get you looking at yourself in the mirror and getting...
The way you say that makes it sound very vain. Yes!
Yes! All of your running selfies are like that. I look at those and say, okay, there was thought that went into mounting the camera in a place to capture that. Because you're not giving the phone to anyone to take it for you.
Not at 6:40 in the morning.
On any of your runs, all of your running selfies are set up like, and I just want to know, does anyone ever see you doing that? I would love it.
Why do we get so far off subject with you diving into the logistics of
because
what I
my
do?
My brain goes to logistics.
I document the runs to keep me
accountable. Yes.
I put them on the stories. I don't put them on the posts.
You do.
So they disappear after 20. Yes, they disappear after 24 hours. Anyways, where were you locked out? Chloe says, last year broke my leg on crutches, couldn't drive. Got dropped off at my apartment, was locked out.
Oh, gosh.
For hours.
Oh.
until my partner got off work because I didn't have my keys that day. I ordered pizza, ate food outside my place until he got home. Sometimes you just have to make the best of your situation. Still cracks me up to think what went through the pizza delivery driver's head the day because I was just sitting outside with my crutches eating pizza.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now that is a selfie I also would need to see.
Oh, my God.
That's
gosh.
Great. Riley says, oh, sorry.
Okay, we need to come back to that.
Yes. I'm coming back to that one.
We got to come back.
Thank you for your story, Riley. It's good.
If we get to it, we'll get to it.
We'll get to it later,
though. AAA Daniel said, my locked out story is I worked for AAA and the key fob battery from my truck died.
Oh.
I had hopped out to do a battery call and was and turned around and opened my door to get the other equipment out. It locked my keys in. Yeah.
It was Halloween of last year. We were super busy. It took 45 minutes to get another truck out there to unlock my truck. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
So when you are the guy who's supposed to be rescuing people and you need to be rescued, that's a...
Yeah. It's almost like a you had one job.
And then he says, nah, for real. Why are you taking a selfie? Listen, Daniel, I don't need it from you, too. I don't need it from you, too.
Michaela, she wanted a birthday shout out for her mom, Jessica. She's turning 37. But I said, oh, hey, has she been locked out anywhere? She's like, she's been locked out of her car. Okay.
Yeah. Jacqueline said, well, my daughter was a toddler. She locked me outside when I went out to start the car. It was a screen door without a key. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Garage wasn't attached to the house, but I was able to get in there with a crowbar and get a crowbar. I pried the screen out of the door so I could lift the glass and unlock the door.
Oh,
wow.
Gosh. Oh, gosh. Okay, I got another text. Just came in. We had an office we would rent out in Elizabethtown to see patients on a monthly basis. The cleaning crew has always been instructed not to lock the deadbolt because no one has keys to the deadbolt. Oftentimes, we take a debit card and have to pop the bottom lock, but besides the point, one day we arrive at 6 a.m. for patients. Guess what? Deadbolt's locked. None of us had keys. We had 40 patients on the schedule, so do we do?
Oh, no.
The building beside us left their window open overnight, so we climbed in through their window and got into our office building by the adjoining door.
They broke into their neighbor business?
Yes. They apparently wanted to call the cops and send me to jail, but we were doing it for the good of the patients.
Wow.
Oh, dang.
Dang. Good job. Good job.
All right.
That, wow.
You find a way.
Brad.
You find a way.
My neighbor, who had moved in only days earlier, locked herself out of her second floor apartment on a day when there was torrential downpours.
Oh, no, 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 no.
As I was walking to my apartment, she asked me for help. I decided to be Superman, climb the ground floor.
Spider-Man.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Climb the ground floor railing to reach her balcony and pull myself up. Luckily, her patio door was unlocked. Walked down the stairs a hero and let her up. It was great. No, we never dated. Oh. LOL.
Dang it.
I know. That sounded like the start of like a missed connection or something like that.
Oh my gosh, Samantha, my toddler accidentally locked me out. She waved at me through the window, then wandered off with my phone.
Oh no.
Thankfully, I had a spare key at the neighbor's house. Oh, yes. Oh, that reminds me. I went years ago. My sister lived in Michigan. I was visiting.
Yeah.
I let her. She was at work.
Oh, I remember this story.
I let her dog out.
Yeah.
I'm in my jammies.
Yeah.
Bedhead.
Yeah.
It just rolled out. I'm like, I'm going to take the dog out for her.
She's going to love it.
She had one of those doors that just automatically locks when it slams shut. I spent the whole morning in her front lawn. I was probably sitting there with the dog. The dog is great. Just sat there with me. I think it was a good 15 minutes before I decided I'm going to walk across the street and attempt to ask if I could use their phone.
Oh my gosh.
To call my sister.
Oh my gosh.
And meet their neighbors.
Because your brain goes through a series of like checks.
Yes, survival checks.
Can I do this myself?
Right. Yes. Is there a
fix?
And
then is there a fix where no one has to know?
Right.
It was like when I accidentally peed on my wife when we were sleeping.
Oh my.
And it's like, you go through a series of checks, and it's like, how can I change the sheets without her knowing? Without her knowing.
Aggressive. What? Completely totally separate subject.
No, it's not. It was like, you go through a series of checks where it's like, can I fix this myself? Okay, no, I'm going to have to own up to it.
Listen, you've shared this story many times on the air before, but for our first timers, we were just talking about it. I said, well, I got locked out stories, and you went straight to, I peed on my wife.
Yeah, accidentally. I was an adult, and I accidentally wet the bed, and it happens. And my wife happened to be there and got her, too. So it's not anything like weird kink thing. No, it's just an accident.
People
it happens.
People are judging. They're judging.
Oh, listen, God. I tell my stories just so people understand that they're not alone. Okay? They're not alone.
That's great. That's great. Oh, Eddie, I once locked myself out of a place before a first date. I wound up showing 30 minutes late wearing flip-flops because my nice shoes were still inside. There was not a second date.
That's no good.
Oh, Eddie.
That's no good.
Dang it.
These are good. I don't know if we have time for any more, but...
Amanda, I got locked out when I went to buy a huge bag of marshmallows when I was home alone a few years back. Uh-huh. Walked to my grandma's place. She let me in. It all ended well. I just had to explain to my mom why I was eating a bag of marshmallows at noon.
That's cute. That's cute. All right. All right. Good stories. Thank you for that. It's 99.7 BJX.